Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3 and Prime Time. And in Mind Your Business, we take a look at the SME sector here in Singapore. Now, cybersecurity, something that we have been hearing a lot about already, is no longer a strategic cat and mouse game. Institutions that have either played the classic proactive versus reactive approach are now being outwitted by cybersecurity threats with creative ways of working. So how can Singapore think differently? Joining us is Ken Pereira, founder of OneBerry Technologies, which is the leader in end-to-end security solutions and no stranger to major institutions.
Well, the company has worked with major government agencies, including providing back-end cybersecurity support and infrastructure for the Trump-Kim summit last year.
And commercial sleepless nights, I'm sure.
I'm very sure. And commercial organizations and the digital and physical security needs. Well, Ken, welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio. Give us some examples of a non-traditional national security threats we should also be paying attention to.
When it comes to security, I mean, across the board, everything is a threat. I mean, from start to end itself.
But these days, at the fore is always just cybersecurity, right? Data privacy, etc. Some of the things that we should concentrate on too.
If you look at the scene here in Singapore, there are so many devices out there, smart city, smart sensors, and, you know, everybody's putting protection at the back end itself, but the crooks are going in
by the front door.
To the front door.
Oh no!
So that's the amazing part of it. You know, I mean, it's nice to do all the back end thing, but that's what we found over the years, because we do a lot of front end stuff, and of course we get caught as well. But I mean, sharing that experience, so we looked into a certain concepts of how we can protect ourselves from this attacks itself. So that's how we got into it.
We are starting to see people forgetting about actual physical security.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
What about, though, the emerging cybersecurity threats? That's top of mind these days, though.
I mean, if you really look at the cyber threats itself, because there are so many tools out there online where 11-year-old can hack into your system and not even knowing how to use it. System just says, shall you hack? Yes. And then you're already into the system itself. So we ourselves in our own organization, but believe it or not, we get almost 5,000 attacks a day.
5,000?
Exactly.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about, because the intruders are trying to get to you, through you, to get to wherever, whether it's the government or wherever your other clients that you work with. So when we saw this, especially we're doing a lot of not only back-end but front-end security monitoring, so we had to make sure that we took those proper steps to protect ourselves. Yeah.
Well, tell us, help us to understand clearer. I mean, Ken, why does Singapore need to step up to the challenge and be exporters of innovation in the region?
Well, when it comes to security itself, I mean, you look at Singapore itself. I mean, it's done a very good job with safety itself. So it has the credibility and credentials, and I can't remember, I saw some last reports about the safest cities. I think we came in second or something like that, right?
So somewhere up there, we proudly say, yes.
I think it was second, yeah. But it was, I mean that shows you that our brand, the Singapore brand itself, and we've been around the region, and also last year we went out to Germany to showcase some of our solutions, and I think they can see that Singapore is a brand itself when it comes to security.
Ken, let's talk about how we need to contextualize your defense needs in order to better fit each different situation, I suppose. It can't be a one-size-fits-all, right?
Yeah,
so for Singapore, for example, there has to be a contextualized cyber defense strategy, especially since Singapore's on this smart nation push.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies are already going into looking after the back-end solutions by putting firewalls and things like that. But what we have come up with is something a bit different. We are an extra layer. We're not We're not a firewall or things like that. And but you, I mean, moving forward, look at this. Once you start having autonomous vehicles, and can you imagine your vehicles being hacked in?
Yeah.
Multiple accidents and things like that. Mm. And as you do realize that we've gone into robotics and supply security robots, the last thing...
You want the robot to turn on you.
No, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, can you imagine our hackers going in and nicely controlling our robots? Yeah. I mean, that's not going to be fun at all, yeah.
Bernard will be sent to work when he doesn't want to go to work. That would be awful.
5 a.m. in the morning, yeah. How challenging it is, Ken, for us to implement this kind of a contextualized strategy?
Actually, we've spent the last 3 years research on this, and we actually have a plug and play solution, literally plug and play. Mm-hmm. But of course, for the threats itself, we need to update it all the time because they're new threats. Every time you put on something in defense, somebody's going to try and hack you again.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, these days, it's the other way around. They hack into you, then you try and stop it.
Mm.
So it has to start in the next phase where you protect it and they start to hack you. So, I mean, if we can start to change things around, I think you'll see much different.
You talked about how what you're offering is an extra layer.
Yep.
So over time, we've talked to quite a number of cybersecurity experts who've likened cybersecurity to, first of all, there was a moat surrounding your castle.
Right.
Then it became a dome,
yep.
So 360 protection.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was you need to have zero security, so some kind of electric fence with maybe two-way traffic, for example. And where would you fit in that kind of imagery?
The one big difference in our hardware device is that it doesn't have an IP address. So when it comes to hacking,
traceable.
The first thing the hacker looks for
is an IP address.
MAC address and to see whatever signature that's available. And like I said, there's so many tools out there.
Mm.
Once they've identified what kind of firewalls you have and things like that. So the protocols are out there in the market.
Mm.
And like I said, there are even automatic hacking tools these days.
Automatic hacking tools.
So you don't know anything about it, it just helps you do it, right?
Okay, well, Ken, I know that you worked for the Trump Kim summit, like a huge summit here in Singapore. The whole world was watching it.
Yeah.
Tell us the experience of working for that summit.
That's an experience, all right. Yeah. the challenging part, especially if you know that these are all last-minute events, and you don't have a lot of time to plan. Yeah, you don't get too much of information, and so it's basically working around the clock.
Mm.
But we have done several events for the Singapore Police Force over the years, and things like National Day and things like that. So that really gives us that experience to be able to provide. Like I said, it's about the... it's like running a show, you know. The show must go on, you know. Yeah, if it's opening at 10 o'clock, it opens at 10 o'clock.
Would you say that it was one of the hardest assignments that you guys had?
Yeah, with the time frame, I would say it's one of the biggest challenges.
How much time were you given to sort of set up your infrastructure, if you
Very
will?
Little.
as
you know, I mean, it was
Ken
reported in the papers.
Yeah.
One day was on, one day was off.
Correct.
The next
yes.
day was on, it was off. That takes a toll on you. The waiting, lah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
But one would assume, though, SMEs, as they're trying to build up their cybersecurity defenses, won't have that kind of challenging time frame. But what are some of the challenges SMEs face as they try to do this? A lot of the times, business owners will say, oh, you know, lack of capital, for example, my workforce, and I really don't have downtime to be setting up some kind of defense. It's mostly hour to hour, I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah, so that's where they should look at it, because like I said, sometimes you can't afford to have a cyber person in your office.
Mm.
But if you have a device that tells you when somebody's intruding and drops the packet and, you know, protects you, so you're actually saving money, not spending money. So you have to look at that productivity angle, which is so important. I mean, even in our organization, instead of having five people doing our IT protection and IT security. So even with the business growing, we don't have to employ more people. So this device will actually help. So it's a perception that they have to look at more than just, do I need it? And, you know, I mean, it's going to be something that you've got, like, no choice. I mean, can you imagine? You can't get, you go to your office one day, you can't log into your system. And, I mean, for business continuity, I mean, that's going to be big time.
It's just unfortunate. I think we only hear the reports of the big breaches.
The big ones,
But actually, the statistics in terms of how many SMEs are attacked every day is huge.
Won't know.
Tell us how accessible are your solutions or / your devices for SMEs?
I think we are pretty well priced to go in, and we have a whole range, even for SME
micro
office
SME.
With five people.
Yeah,
we have from starter. I call it starter kits, and then you can grow the systems itself. Like I said, but it's something different. It's seriously a defense rather than a firewall stops you. But when you start stopping everything, then you can't even run all your solutions as well. If you start to block this and block that, then your operating systems, you know.
So what's next for OneBerry Technologies, Ken? Embracing the AI, the robotic future, etc.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, robotics and AI. And it's all about man and machine. I mean, machines will not rule the world, sort of. But, you know, with the man and machine, you can get that productivity value to actually help companies, because all these things can be scaled. And I think the experience about putting together a Singapore brand and then building up and then expanding overseas and to scale in size, because Singapore's a pretty
finite
small
market,
place, you know. So scale is important in our business.
Do you have an eye on a region that you want to head to?
Well, like I said, we went to Germany last year, and we've got good interest,
right?
With our security robots. And interestingly, our security robots can do marketing as well.
That's really artificial machine learning.
Yeah.
And Terminator 2 Skynet.
Scary.
For some of us who are just a little wary. So Ken Pereira, founder of OneBerry Technologies, joining us today on Mind Your Business. Ken, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.